company comes to me for brand naming, I'll tell them our process, but I won't tell them how I will specifically use our process for their specific brand name. Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. I am your host, as always, Scott Lancaster, and in this episode, we are going to be teaching you how to structure a sales call with a potential client. So you've got a sales call with a client, and you are about to try and sell them your product or service. Now, this is one of the most valuable skills, if not the most valuable skill, as a freelancer that you need to learn. You need to understand how to control a conversation and how to guide a client from where they are now to sending you money and trusting you enough to actually take on the project. That obviously means a lot to them. So without further delay, the first thing that you need to do when you come onto a call with a new client is to, number one, diagnose the problem and the solution that they want to achieve. So what does success look like for them? So obviously when you start a call with a client, you spend a short amount of time just saying, hello, how are you, blah, 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 and then afterwards get straight to business. Don't spend too much time talking about personal stuff. You need to get the business soon, because people who value their time do not spend, you know, 30 minutes, even 10 minutes or 5 minutes talking about how's the weather, how are you, blah, blah, blah. People don't want that. People want someone who is to the point, that is going to get them results. And if you spend 20 minutes talking about nothing, then what does that say about you and your time? It says that you've got time to waste. It says that you cannot be trusted with the project. So keep that in mind. So when you get all the niceties out of the way and you say, how are you? The next step is to diagnose the problem. So the questions that you should be asking your client are, okay, Mr. Client, you're trying to achieve X. Can you tell me what you've done so far to try and achieve X? So what this is doing is you're simply trying to diagnose what they've done so far and where they've went wrong. Now, it could be the case that they've done absolutely nothing wrong, but it could also be the case that they've tried multiple times to, for example, find a brand name, and you can go in there and simply state why their brand name is not working, because you understand the process of why certain brand names work and why other brand names don't. Now, it doesn't need to be a brand name, it can be anything. It can be a logo, it can be copy on a sales page which is not converting. Because you're an expert in a particular field and that's why they're talking to you, you can diagnose why it isn't working, and then you can basically say, listen, we need to follow this process to actually provide a solution which is going to get you the results that you need. But before you provide a solution, the second step is to repeat the problem back to them and have them agree with what their problem is and that they need to solve it. This is a stage that a lot of people miss out, especially freelancers who don't really understand how sales work. The reason that you repeat it back to them is for two reasons. Number one, it reminds them that you're listening to them and that you understand the problem that actually needs to be solved. And number two, it gets them to say yes in their head so that they're on the same page as you. So it's kind of like a rapport building exercise. You're saying to them, listen, I know what you're going through and I understand exactly what your problem is. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is @ScottLancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is @ScottLancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. Which moves on to step three, where you provide a diagnosis for the actual problem and you provide a solution through your processes for them to get the results that they need. Now, one thing that you need to be super careful of with this particular point is don't go into too much detail, okay? They're not paying you yet. You haven't been paid yet. And also, you just want to give a brief outline of your actual process so that you can simply give them the peace of mind that they know that you can actually solve their problem through your process. By no means give them the actual internal formulas of your process. So for example, when a company comes to me for brand naming, I'll tell them our process, but I won't tell them how I will specifically use our process for their specific brand name. I can't do that for two reasons. One, if I do that, they can just go to somebody else and just simply get the process done for cheaper. And number two, if I tell them that, then it simply states that my process is not strategic enough and it isn't in depth enough, because I can just tell them it in like 2 seconds instead of actually taking the time and taking a week to do the process properly. If you show all of your cards, then they will not buy from you. Why would someone pay a premium for your service if you've already done the work and they can just get it done somewhere else cheaper? So once you've provided a diagnosis, the next step is an important one. And a lot of freelancers miss this out as well. Now, at this point, just before finishing the call, say something along these lines. So I would personally say something like, okay, I think we've had a really great call. What I want to do now is just open up the floor for you to ask any questions because I want to make sure we're on the same page. Do you have any questions for me at this moment in time before I let you go? And what this does is any concerns or any questions that the client has at that point, they're going to share them with you. And if they don't, then simply say something along the lines of, okay, after these types of calls, there's always questions that pop up. If anything comes up at all between now and when we next speak, just pop me over an email and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. And when you start to structure your sales calls like this, it simply shows that you're a professional, that you've done this time and time and time again. And it's actually something which I think that you should practice with either a client or a friend or maybe a family member, and actually use this framework to guide clients from getting in touch with you to actually paying for your services. Remember, clients are always going to be willing to pay more for people that they trust. And if you have a conversation face to face with a client, it's a great way to build rapport and also build credibility that you're a professional and you can get them the results that they need. I'm going to go a little bit deeper in regards to the sales call structure and simply lay out every single stage of the sales call with maybe a longer episode in a couple of weeks perhaps. But in the meantime, make sure you subscribe. If you can pop a review on this episode, that would be absolutely incredible. The more reviews we get, the more 5-star reviews we get, the more freelancers we can help, the more awareness we can get for this episode and for the podcast as a whole. So please share it. Do anything that you can to help yourself and the other freelancers out there wanting to make 5 figures a month. I will see you very soon in the next episode.